whether ex-convicts are allowed to vote varies from state to state. Slate's Andy Bowers has this explainer on how different states have come down on the matter.
The idea that committing a crime can result in losing your right to vote is an old one, dating back as far as ancient Greece. The 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution specifically allows voting rights to be abridged, quote, for participation in rebellion or other crime. Still, the large majority of American states currently do allow felons who have served their time to take part in elections. According to the Sentencing Project, which favors more lenient voting laws, only 7 states disenfranchise all people with felony convictions and provide no automatic process for restoring that right. They are Alabama, Florida, Iowa, Kentucky, Mississippi, Nebraska, and Virginia. Voting rights can be restored on a case-by-case basis through clemency, but the process is often difficult. 7 other states withhold the vote from ex-cons in certain circumstances, such as after a second felony or for 5 years after release. As for prisoners still serving their time, the laws are much tougher. 48 states and the District of Columbia all prohibit incarcerated felons from voting. The 2 exceptions are Maine and Vermont, where prisoners can vote as absentees.
That explainer from Slate's Andy Bowers.